Yeah, I think that you've summed it up quite well there. I thought first half we didn't do enough to threaten Luton, there wasn't enough people influencing the game from our point of view. Second half we did a lot better and could have maybe got something out of it at the end, but I can't fault them. Second half I thought we had a go, but like you say, just in and around that final third today, it just didn't happen for us.
I suppose really the thing that probably made things worse, picking up two injuries in the first half and nullifying your attacking options on the bench.
Yes, I mean we lost Luke Jones with a calf injury, probably be out for a couple of weeks, and then obviously we lost Mike Williams, and that was, I think that was partly to do with the goal as well. He was just struggling before that, and O'Connor's whipped round him and obviously set the goal up for Robbie Wilmot to tap in. So, from our point of view, the two goals were disappointing, because the second goal that Luton scored, we felt we could have done better. But once the lad got in, they just showed that little bit of extra quality that Luton had today to get the win.
But to give Harry his credit, Steve, if there are any positives to come out of it, kept going forward and getting a goal near the end, at least gave an exciting finale as well.
Yeah, so we just ran out of time today. Like I say, it was pleasing to get a goal and then give ourselves a chance to maybe get something out of the game. But like I say, I can't fault the effort of the lads in the second half. I thought they did really well. But I think you could just see today that just extra bit more that it takes, that if you're going to be up there and getting out of this division, perhaps Luton had that today and we didn't.
You're also struggling a bit now with injuries, Steve. You had Danny Lewis, obviously Jack out with illness, Hank in, you now got Luke Jones and presumably Mike Williams possibly not available for Tuesday.
I think they're both out, yes. Yeah. So it gives other people an opportunity to come in. At the moment we're just hitting a bad run of injuries with certain players, so that hasn't helped at all. But Luke Jones has been so influential for us this season, and Mike Williams was just starting to find his feet again from last season as well. So we'll have to look at it and on Monday, and then assess it and obviously get ready for Telford on Tuesday.
And it's a big game, isn't it? It's the local derby, isn't it, for the county round here? Having Telford United travelling to Agbara, you would really have ideally liked a full squad.
Well, we won't be using that as an excuse. It's an opportunity for other players to come in now and stake a claim. So, I thought Michael Briscoe, considering he's been sitting out all season, to come on, all the subs today who came on, it was a difficult, these type of games when you're a sub coming on with the tempo that the game's at, it's sometimes very difficult. But I thought Michael and Scotty, they both did very well today coming on. Off the bench, and obviously Mark Williams as well set up the goal for Sharpie. But we're looking forward to Telford. Yeah, it's nice to see them back in this division, and they'll bring a few with them. And say today was a big crowd, and hopefully we'll get another big crowd on Tuesday.
Were Luton the best side you've seen this season, Steve?
Yes, I think so. Probably. I was very impressed with Gateshead early on. Cambridge look like they've got a good side, but when you think that we're not that far away, I don't think. But you see the likes of Fleetwood coming off the bench, who's obviously a quality player at this level who will get goals, and the likes of Wilmot and people like that, and Mari Morgan-Smith, who's a quality player, caused us a lot of problems today. They've got a good strength in depth there that but those type of players cost money.
Yeah, and at the moment, obviously, Harry hasn't got that money to lend to you.
Well, no, but that's what I say. That's why I'm so pleased with our lads today, that they stuck at it, and second half we had a right go. We know we didn't hit the heights in the first half, but I think you've got to look at the opposition. And sometimes it's a bit like a heavyweight fighting a middleweight. And we just lack that cutting edge today in and around the box today.